Healthcare is one of the many hot topics in this year's race for Vermont governor. And today in downtown Burlington, Republican candidate Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott outlined his plan for changing the healthcare system. Scott says it's time to take the state in a new direction. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, his precise destination remains a little unclear.
Phil Scott kicked off his press conference on healthcare reform with the same message he brings to just about every political event.
The resounding message from the campaign trail is that Vermont is unaffordable.
And Scott says a $5 billion a year healthcare system that now accounts for about 20% of Vermont's economy is a big part of the affordability problem. Scott's proposal includes a number of initiatives he says will bring down the costs to individuals and businesses. He says he'd start by shelving the $200 million state-based health insurance marketplace called Vermont Health Connect.
What we have right now is fully dysfunctional. It's not working, so we need to transition to something else.
What exactly that something else is still remains unclear under Scott's plan. He says he'd abandon Vermont Health Connect in favor of either the federal exchange or some kind of multi-state exchange network. Scott says he isn't ready to decide which. He says a $300,000 independent assessment of Vermont Health Connect, commissioned by the legislature earlier this year, might offer some answers. That report is due in December.
None of us have the answers individually, but collectively, I think we can come up with something that works better for Vermont.
Scott says he would also look to open up the state's insurance market and allow individuals and businesses to purchase plans sold outside Vermont. And he says he thinks the state could save up to $60 million a year simply by eradicating unnecessary administrative costs in the Medicaid system. Betsy Bishop is the executive director of the Vermont Chamber of Commerce. Bishop says Scott's plan offers the kind of fresh approach that small businesses have been pining for.
Some of the thinking in this plan today is fresh and bold thinking about looking at regional partnerships where we can bring down the administrative costs of Vermont Health Connect and hopefully pass those on to the consumer.
Peter Sterling is a longtime healthcare advocate who has worked to shift to a publicly financed healthcare system in Vermont. Sterling takes a dimmer view of Scott's plan. Sterling says there are no credible specifics in Scott's proposal when it comes to how he'd achieve savings. And Sterling says talk of finding, quote, administrative savings doesn't bode well for low-income Vermonters.
And I think that's just code for trying to find savings by cutting benefits, by limiting access to people who are lower income, who truly need affordable health care.
Scott says he has no immediate plans to cut benefits or to increase the eligibility thresholds needed to qualify for Medicaid. If attempts to cull administrative savings for Medicaid don't materialize as he hopes, then Scott says he'd begin to look at dialing back on services.
Well, I think everything's on the table, but I'm not seeking to do that at this point in time.
A study conducted by the Shulman administration last year found that transitioning to the federal health insurance exchange would end up costing the state more than it's spending on Vermont Health Connect. Shulman spokeswoman Sue Allen said in a statement Wednesday that abandoning Vermont Health Connect would be, quote, fiscally irresponsible. And administration officials say technological bugs in the exchange system are nearly resolved. Phil Scott says he's unconvinced.
We've been hearing that for 3 years now. I think we've been hearing that we're right on the verge of making this work.
Scott says he wants to follow the lead of states like Hawaii, which abandoned its state-based exchange in favor of the federal marketplace. Democratic candidate for Governor Sue Minter wasn't immediately available for comment Wednesday. Minter has said that she favors trying to make Vermont Health Connect work. She's also said she'd like to seriously explore the possibility of giving publicly financed health care to every Vermonter age 26 and younger. Scott says he's opposed to any expansion of public financing in the healthcare system. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.